This is an ABC podcast.
Triple J would like to pay our respect to this country's first peoples, First Nations listeners, artists, and traditional owners of the land throughout Australia. Triple J acknowledges the traditional owners and custodians of the lands on which we broadcast and pay our respects to them and their cultures, and to the elders past, present, and emerging.
Okay, so it's Unearthed podcast time, and that means that I've got five new tracks from five Australian acts. Yep, you guessed it. All of these ones have stood out in a pretty busy week of new uploads. In the mix for you today, there's some cheeky funk to throw you way back in time. Plus, you'll hear Sammy Constantine pretty frankly talk about her new song, which is confronting some big challenges head on.
And there's all this hype and label deals are thrown at you and publishing deals and there's money and there's all this crazy stuff. And I experienced all of that way too early. It didn't take a single deal because I was like, what the actual heck? Like, this is insane, right?
That is coming up. But right now, let's skip over to someone who has been a little MIA on the release front, but really glad to have Anesu back.
Up and pull up in the hour. Take you out to Paris, we gon' see the Eiffel Tower. Running through the city, cause you know the city hours. Running on that black, black power. And I think we onto something. Sorry, Mrs. Jackson, for the nights I don't remember. Guess we fell apart, I broke a heart back in December. Now I pay the price, and it's our nights that I remember. Remember, we were listening to CDs. Back when we were younger, it was easy. Now you only see me on the big screen. Forgive and don't forget, I still be dreaming. If you need me, I'll be right there. Pull up to your crib in an Uber. If you need me, I'll be right there. I'm your ride or die, it's forever. Tell me that you won't change. Tell me that you won't go. Tell me that it's all peace. Tell me that it's all love. I'ma call my niggas up and pull up in the hour. Take you out to Paris, we gon' see the Eiffel Tower. Running through the city, cause you know the city hours. Running on that black, black power. And I think we onto something. Sorry, Mrs. Jackson, for the nights I don't remember. Guess we fell apart, I broke a heart back in December. Now I pay the price, and it's our nights that I remember. Tried to roll the dice and tried to paint a bigger picture. Hoping you remember, we can pick up where we left off. Lifestyle, my nigga, it's a freestyle, my nigga. If I go down, I won't break, I just take it slow. Tried to run away and see your name was up the page. Too afraid that what we built will never be the same. Writing hella verses cause I'm trying to be like Kendrick. And if this ever drops then it's a classic. I'ma call my niggas up and pull up in the hour. Take you out to Paris, we gon' see the Eiffel Tower. Running through the city cause you know the city hours. Running on that black, black power. And I think we onto something. Sorry, Mrs. Jackson, for the nights I don't remember. Guess we fell apart, I broke a heart back in December. Now I pay the price and these are nights that I remember.
It's been nearly 18 months or so since we've heard new music from the Perth Borloo artist Anesu, but now they're back and sounding, I just want to say, slicker than ever. As per usual with Anesu, there's this sort of empowering thread of black joy, of queer joy running through their new material. And it's also the first to come after Anesu's linked with the iconic local hip-hop label Elephant Tracks. They've been on a bit of a signing spree, working with a whole bunch of next generation Australian artists. And yeah, really great to see them get behind Anesu as well. The other night on Soul Control, Tanya Bunter had the chance to give this track a first play. And here's what Anesu was telling Tanya about Mrs. Jackson.
I feel like when I wrote the song at the time, I was writing about like things in my life, relationships in my life that hadn't had the closure that I felt like they deserved. So I feel like anyone that's ever gone through like a breakup or an ending or a connection, I feel like hopefully people would be able to relate to that. It's definitely emotional, but you can still also like dance along to it, which I really enjoy. So I'm very, very keen for people to hear it.
So if that track dimmed the lights for some smooth flirtations, then I think this one is going to absolutely fill the dance floor. It's peak nostalgia. It's got such a sense of fun about it as well. They are Playlunch, the NAM Melbourne collective, who honestly just seem to be having the best time. They're one of those acts, I think, they just make me feel like they kind of must have formed on a whim, on a lark, just for mates to get together, have fun and jam together. But they just seem, I reckon, they must have just had so much fun doing that, had such a good time that they never stopped. So Playlunch have been building a bit of a following in Melbourne, as well as online for their nostalgic disco bangers. And I like to draw a little, you know, a little bit of line in the sand, you know, with what they're making. And then you've got their sort of peers, their contemporaries like Client Liaison and Groove City. Those guys are probably mining more of like a, a sleazy kind of Casanova side of that funk sound, whereas Play Lunch are just unbridled glee. It is so pure and innocent, especially on this track, Blue Light Disco. Also, it shouldn't go unnoticed that they're just really good at making this sound too. It's not a put on. They can all really play, you know, like they've all come through the Cool and the Gang After School Care Club, I think. So yeah, really big ups to this new Play Lunch track. I've been talking for a bit now. Time for me to give you a break. Let's mix it up. A different voice on the podcast soon. After this next track, I'll have a guest coming through. The artist behind the song, Sammy Constantine, who's questioning the system, speaking truth to power with this one.
Politics like a disease. All of these come ups won't get off their knees. Acting like she committed treason when you made her strip all the meaning. But you let her go off the deep end and send her to rehab. Just don't fuck with gatekeepers, rather lay with big dreamers. That way there's some kind of substance. It's all a game, they don't care about your name. So the least they can do is acknowledge. And watch me be 30 and flirty and thriving. You must be out of your mind. Time, but I live by my desire. You talk a big game of sweet. You know your power three piece. Why you go finish that line? Know that I sleep all the night. Wait, don't tell her she gotta eat less. I'll sleep in the gutter to make it. Baby, it ain't what it seems. You don't get the money, you don't get the dream. I bet they buy it like Gucci. And if she don't sell that like Gucci, and all of a sudden they treat it like some kind of wannabe. Oh, you better watch the big dreamer, baby. She a rule breaker. That way there's some kind of substance. It's all a game, they don't care about your name. So the least they can do is acknowledge. And watch me be 30 and flirty and thriving. You must be out of your mind. Talking like I'm out of time, but I live by my desire. You talk a big game of sweet. You'll know your power three piece. Why you go finish that line? Know that I sleep all the night.
Dirty, flirty, and thriving from Sammy Constantine. There's some startling lines in that track that when I heard it, I felt like they just seemed so real. Like they must have been ripped right from Sammy's own life experiences and her time as an artist. So I was talking to Sammy, got some studio time with her this week to have a bit of a yarn, a bit of an interview about this new track, which is out as a celebration for her birthday, as well as I think just as a statement about the pressures from the music industry and society in general.
As I kind of got to 30, I started to kind of, I was filled with fear and like, you know, fear that I'd be left behind.
Right.
I just think there's a lot of expectation and a lot of noise around artists and their prime time and women, and like we're only good for having babies. And like once we get to 30 or honestly even 25, I started feeling this and started like experiencing this like in the industry.
Yeah.
People just kind of don't take you seriously and you kind of feel a little bit irrelevant.
Right.
So yeah, kind of attacking gender discrimination, ageism, and even a little bit of toxic gatekeeping. Yeah. We're covering it all in this song. We're going in.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot, there is a lot to cover there. But
there is.
You mentioned there, like, you always want to challenge things, you know. And we were speaking previously before you got in the studio, Sammy, about, you know, how some people, you feel like people might have an idea of you as an artist, you know, the music you've put out previously. But you want to change that. You want to challenge that. You want to shake up people's definition of you.
Yeah.
And is this song doing that, or is it just more of a body of work that's going to do that incrementally?
Yeah, I think I've been doing it. I think I've, the last EP, Dopamine, that I released, I really started to kind of hone that message in that there's more to me than where I was when I was, you know, 19. Mm. Like, so much growth has happened, so much development, and it was all necessary time that needed to happen in order to shape what I wanted to say, what the whole point of me being an artist was. And yeah. I think, unfortunately, when you're young and you're kind of fresh on the scene, a lot of people, you know, oh my God, new artist. And there's all this hype and label deals are thrown at you and publishing deals and there's money and there's all this crazy stuff. And I experienced all of that.
Right.
Way too early.
Okay.
Way too early. It didn't take a single deal because I was like, what the actual heck? Like, this is insane, right?
Other people would have taken those deals.
100% happens all the time.
Yeah.
But nobody's prepared.
Why did you not take them?
I think I have a very strong opinion on what I want, even though I've needed the time to kind of really figure that out. Mm. I knew from the get-go that, yeah, it'd be great to have a bunch of money and put out my music with some backing, but I was never willing to give up creative control. And I think there's a little bit more conversation around that now and it's a bit more lenient. Mm. But 9 years ago, you know, when I was fresh, I just felt overwhelmed by the idea that I would get signed and shelved because I had to go into development.
Right.
And I wasn't here for that. You know, I've already like, you know, I know what I want, right? Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that answers your question. I kind of rambled a bit there.
No. I mean, it's very clear. Yeah. Have you had friends or other artists you know who've gone through that and it's been like a cautionary tale?
Absolutely. And they regretted it with every part of their being. Yeah. And it's really sad because they've had, you know, we're talking about incredibly talented people and really, really amazing opportunities. But the timing needs to be right. And I just believe that, unfortunately, it happens when we're not ready. And you can either take it on and roll with it and sort of take all the risks, or you can believe in yourself a little bit longer and kind of keep working. And that's what I did. And I just think the whole people having an idea of me thing is frustrating because when all that hype happened back when I was 19 or something crazy, it's like that's the idea that people have and that's the project that they remember. Mm. But I'm like 9 years of hard work different, you know what I mean? Yeah, and it's just like so crazy and it just happens like that. It happens. Mm. But just trying to change it a little bit. Change the narrative. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's what you're doing with this song, 30, Flirty, Thriving.
Yes.
this milestone, the big 30, it's not something you just started to feel, you know, yesterday. You've talked about, feeling these pressures, societal pressures, industry pressures, as long ago as, 5-10 years ago, probably.
Absolutely.
So, I don't think you have to be 30 or on the precipice of 30 to get that this song is about change and about, big hurdles and obstacles and the life coming at you fast.
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
Is that what you hope people get out of this?
Yeah, I just hope that it just makes people think a little bit more, and just be a little patient. I don't know. I think there's just a big part of me that just wishes that the age-old way of thinking was actually gone, because it's not. Like, we can talk about it all we want and the conversations can be had by incredibly influential people. You know, I'm just one artist, but I think, unfortunately, we actually are still in a very old way of thinking, and predominantly it's around women. You know what I mean? And obviously there's way worse things in life, and I'm just talking on an experience that I've had and that I'm going through, and it's relevant for me. But yeah, it's real and it's heartbreaking because I've put 9 years of my life into music and now I feel like I'm being left behind.
Right.
You know?
And so, you're only one person, only one artist, and this is one song. But, and not to heap this on your shoulders, but, what do you think, how are we going to change this? How are non-male artists going to band together to get a bigger piece of that pie, to get more recognition?
I mean, I guess I don't really have the answer. The only thing I can do as a songwriter and as an artist is to keep the dialogue open and keep talking about it. We've seen things change. We've seen things happen the way we need to happen when we talk about it enough.
Yeah.
But like I said, I can only do what I can do. And I just need to keep talking about it.
My thanks to Sammy for her time this week. Lots and lots, obviously, to talk about around this, but it's also a conversation that will continue at large, I think. Now, though, to a great DIY band that I've been super interested in for a while now, and they also have one of the best band names going around as well. Pauper Spit, part of a really healthy community of indie and DIY punk bands around the country at the moment. But what I like about this band is that they're taking the slow road around to their eventual sort of destination, kind of reveling in all the pit stops along the way, the dirt roads, the dead bugs on the windshield. It's, you know, gutsy. There's graft to this, especially with Mill, the vocalist, and their very cathartic, very raw performance. Love that song. Time left on the pod for one more song, and I wanted to loop back around to a bit of an old fave on the podcast that we haven't played recently, Aishwarya. I interviewed the Melbourne solo artist on the podcast a couple of years back when her project was, I don't know, just kind of springing to life, and the music was coming out with all sorts of color and nascent energy. Now, hearing new music from Aishwarya, it seems like she's kind of in refinement mode, focusing on her songwriting and on mood first and foremost. And I think that mood is definitely very strong here. It's lush, it's global in sound, and it's got a really strong finish to it as well. So do stick around for that. All right, that's it for me. Bye-bye.
So why's it gotta break me? And why's it gotta hurt? I was only gonna wait till I was a little stronger. Cause I don't wanna say it to you. I don't wanna go on. Cause I've been holding on for way too long. On for way too long. Break me, it's okay. I know that the time.